Like a lot of people, Katie Parent says she came to Ketchikan for a summer and fell in love with the community.
The people that I met that first summer I came up as a young person, they became like family immediately. And so I kept coming back because Ketchikan felt like home and felt like a home base for me. And then I finally moved here permanently in 2002.
Since then, she's worked for a variety of local organizations. She says she was a program director for the nonprofit behavioral health provider Residential Youth Care, the director of Ketchikan Indian Communities Education and Training Department, and for the last 3 years or so, she's been Ketchikan's school district's top finance official. Parent is not shy about her support of progressive causes. She's a vocal supporter of Democratic gubernatorial candidate Les Guerra, for example, but she says she doesn't think her personal politics should affect the way she governs.
It's a nonpartisan ceremonial role. And to bring in personal political views and activism into the role, I think, does a disservice to the body and to the community. And so my intent would be that you keep those things separate.
That's one area where she draws contrast between herself and current Mayor Rodney Dial. She says in the 3 years Dial has been in office, the assembly has spent too much time debating controversial political issues.
One of my desires would be to serve in the role in a way that brings people together, that creates some solidarity and sticks to the issues that are really important for the local community.
She points specifically to the mayor's veto of funding for the Ketchikan Pride Alliance, a nonprofit LGBTQ organization that asked the borough for roughly $1,700 for education and outreach events. The assembly later overrode Dial's veto. Parent says in that case, Dial disregarded the recommendation of the borough's grant committee. That's a body made up of assembly members and residents who recommended which groups should get borough funding.
And I think pulling out an item that has gone through the process, has been vetted, and that the members have come forward and provided further information and justification as to the process, it did feel a little disruptive to me.
Parent's entry into the race sets up a contentious campaign ahead of the October 4th election.
Friends, it's August 1st, and we have 2 months before you make the decision on your next mayor.
Even before she filed the required paperwork, Dial posted a video to Facebook raising concerns about Parrott's plans to run. She handles the school district's finances, and one of the borough assembly's duties is to appropriate local tax dollars to fund the district.
If Katie is elected, you would essentially be placing the person that has been asking for district funding for years in the highest elected position in the borough that is responsible for that funding. This conflict of interest in this case is insurmountable, and here's why.
Borough and school district officials, though, say they don't see any legal issues with Parent's candidacy. Borough Clerk Casey Paxton, who oversees local elections, says there's no rule on the books that would prevent Parent from running for mayor while on the school district's payroll.
She's a valid candidate. She's a qualified borough voter. There is nothing precluding her from running for office, for campaigning for office, and for being elected in this position. That same rule would apply to any other school district employee, and our code is pretty clear on that.
Paxton says there are open questions about whether Parrott would be restricted from presiding over the assembly as it discusses some topics, like education funding. Borough ethics rules require officials to recuse themselves if they have a substantial financial interest in the outcome, or if they're required to act in the best interest of an organization that does. But Paxton says it's currently unclear how often she would need to recuse herself.
We have not had a formal inquiry with a formal legal review of that. We're focusing now on the candidacy. So at the time that there's a successful election, we might revisit that.
School Board President Stephen Bradford says the school district also doesn't see an issue with Parrott seeking elected office.
The school board and the school district as a whole recognizes the rights of all of its employees to seek elected positions. But just to be on the safe side, before Ms. Parrott actually filed for the office, the district had conferred with its attorney and has been advised by counsel that her decision to seek elected office does not pose a conflict of interest. So at this point, we don't have any concerns.
Even so, Dial says he's reaching out to private attorneys for their opinions on how much Parrott's job might interfere with her ability to preside over assembly meetings.
If you can't participate in taxation, for example, as mayor, the public loses out because the real power of the mayor is the veto. And it's just a huge thing. It really stacks the deck towards, the district.
Parrott, for her part, doesn't see her day job as a conflict.
Whether it's in my capacity serving the community at the school district or in my capacity as an elected official in this community, I serve one master, and that one master is the citizens of Ketchikan. That's the community.
Ketchikan's municipal election is October 4th. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.